诗篇第一篇 The first Psalm 诗篇第一篇，我们从第一节读到第六节。中文和合本圣经旧约圣经659页，旧约圣经659页。诗篇第一篇，我们从第一节读到第六节。 The first Psalm we are going to read from verse 1through verse 6。 不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。恶人并不是这样，乃像糠皮被风吹散。因此当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住，罪人在义人的会中也是如此。因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。 Someone blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seats of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. 我们今天很高兴，再一次，我们再请到 Reverend 秀来跟我们传讲神的信息。那么 Reverend 秀在过去啊，一直到十二月底，就是两个礼拜以前，他是这个教会的美国教会的主任的牧师。那么从今年一月开始，他就专心全时间来从事福音广播的工作。Now we are so pleased today that we have the honor and the pleasure to have invited Reverend Keith Shaw to be among us to bring the message from God to us. Now Reverend Shaw, up to the end of December, about 2 weeks ago, he had been the senior pastor of the First Alliance Church. Now my understanding is beginning this year in 1993, he has devoted himself to the radio ministry on a full-time basis. Now, actually, Reverend Shaw doesn't really need a lot of introduction from me. Now, he has been with us for several times, and we are so pleased to have him again today.
Thank you, and it's a pleasure to be with you again today.
谢谢你们。那么今天我很高兴能够再一次来到这里跟各位一起来敬拜神。
The reason you found all these lights on today is that we have a break in the gas main line from the street to our building.
那么今天你看到这个我们礼拜堂的灯都是亮着，主要的原因是因为这个瓦斯的线从这个道路一直到礼拜堂的建筑物的这一段的这个瓦斯的线已经断裂。
Our furnaces are not really pumping any heat. It's just heat from these lights.
那么所以我们这个暖气今天已经坏了，所以我们今天的暖气是从这个灯来的。
They've been on all night long, and when we got here this morning, the temperature was actually higher than when we left yesterday afternoon.
那么这个灯从昨天晚上就一直整夜都是开的，所以今天早上我们来的时候，这个室内的温度其实比昨天我们离开的时候还要高。
I happen to believe that God was helping warm this building just so you could worship here today.
我相信神在帮助我们叫这个礼拜堂这个建筑物的温度能够增高，所以我们下午可以在这里来敬拜他。
And I'm just delighted that you're here and that we can look into God's word and find the voice of God's spirit for our own heart today.
那么我很高兴我们今天能够在这里聚集，我们能够来读神的话语，也听到他的声音，来听到他自己的灵向我们讲话。
I want to begin by asking you a question.
我在开始讲的时候，我先要问各位一个问题。
Have you ever made a wrong turn while driving or riding a bicycle?
那么当你在不管是在骑自行车的时候，或者是你开车的时候，你转弯了，转错了方向。
I was driving back from West Virginia one time and made a wrong turn and nearly wound up in a whole different state.
那么我有一次，我从 West Virginia 开车子要回来 Ohio 的时候，我因为在一个转弯的地方，我转错了方向，结果我就跑到另外一个州去。
The highway looked the same to me.
那么整个路，整个公路，对我来看的都是一样的。
But when I checked my map, when I looked at what town I was in, I realized I had made a wrong turn and I was headed the wrong direction.
但是当我到一个城市的时候，我就停下来来对照我的这个地图，我才发现我原来是转错的方向，一直走，一直走，结果我就迷失了。
Far worse than taking a wrong turn while driving is to make a wrong turn in life.
那么比这个开车转错方向啊，更悲惨的事情是在你整个的人生，你的方向根本就是错的。
I believe God gave us the first psalm to teach us that there is a way that we as believers and individuals need to follow.
我相信神启示给我们诗篇第一篇啊，乃是要告诉我们在我们的人生当中，我们有一个正确的道路，我们必须要去遵守。
It enables us to make the most important decision in life.
它乃是要教导我们，在我们的人生，我们必须要做一个最重要的一个抉择。
And that decision is to choose the way of the righteous, God's way.
那么这个最重要的抉择，乃是在我们的人生，你必须要选择要走神要我们走的那个公义的道路。
In America, we have a great classic in literature called Pilgrim's Progress. Are you familiar with it?
那么在我们美国的文学里头，有一个早期的文学叫做 Pilgrim's Progress.
And in that story, there is a man, the main character, whose name is Christian.
那么在这个天路历程这本书里头，他有一个主要的这个人物，主角就叫做基督徒。
He is burdened with sin and guilt, and he feels as if he's going to sink beneath it.
那么他这个人一开始的时候，因为他心里的有罪啊，所以他像蛋中蛋一样的，所以他必须要寻找要解脱。
And then he meets a man by the name of Evangelist.
所以他后来他就碰到有一个人，这个人的名字就叫做布道家。
Evangelist points Christian to a wicket gate beyond which is a celestial city.
那么这个布道家就跟这个基督徒啊，只是一个方向。他说超越了这些罪恶的世界里头，他有一个新的天地在那里。
And there in the celestial city, he can lay this burden of guilt and sin down and be totally freed from it.
那么在这个新的天地里面，在这个新的城里面，他可以把他整个罪恶的重担通通卸下来，他就完全得到释放，得到自由了。
And when Christian got to that wicket gate, he discovered there were two ways.
那么当这个基督徒他就走到了这个门的时候，他从这个门出去的时候，他发现前面有两条路。
There was the little wicket gate, a very narrow gate, but if he walked through it, he could go to the celestial city and find release from his burden.
那么他看到前面有一条小路，这条路并不平坦，但是他知道这条路假如他不平坦的路，他走到那个终点的时候，他就能够进到那个新的城里头去。
But he also discovered that at that wicked gate, there was also the possibility of walking right back to the city of destruction where he had come from.
但是他同时在那个门里头，他看到另外一条路啊，这条路是大路，他走的时候又可以回到他刚刚来的那个城市里面。
And like Christian, this psalm teaches us that there are two ways in life.
那么这个诗篇第一篇，我们刚刚所读的这一段经文也告诉我们，他说我们的人生实际上就面临着抉择，有两条道路我们可以抉择。
There is in verse 1 the way of the righteous, and there is in verse 4 the way of the wicked.
那么在诗篇第一篇第一节就告诉我们，他说有一个道路就是义人的道路，另外有一个道路就是恶人的道路。
In fact, the key word in this psalm is the word way or path.
那么在这个诗篇第一篇里头，最主要的一个字其实就是道路这个字。
We need to examine both of these ways, and I urge you today to take the correct path, the correct way.
那么今天我们要在这里，我们要来思想这两条道路到底怎么回事。 然后我要劝勉你们，你们应该在你的人生当中要选到一条正确的道路去走。
As we look at the first three verses, we discover the way of the righteous, and it is a blessed way.
那么从第一节到第三节，就是告诉我们有一条祝福的道路，这条道路就是义人的道路。
Let's notice three characteristics of this way.
那么这一条义人的道路，它有三个特征。
It is first of all a complete aversion or renunciation of ungodly counsel.
那么这个第一个特征乃是什么？它是完完全全就是拒绝跟这个不敬虔的、与神没有关系的这样子的道路。
This counsel is termed wicked, meaning evil.
它这条道路，它就讲到是罪恶的道路，它这条道路就是恶人的道路。
It comes from the mindset of a sinner in verse 1.
那么这条道路呢，是因为罪人呢、啊，他的一种心态，抵抗神的那种心态而来的。
And this ungodly counsel also involves a mocking of God.
那么这条道路啊，它既然是从罪恶来的，它也就是亵慢神的，就是讲的话语都是在顶撞神的。
And so this ungodly counsel comes from someone who really walks in his own way, doesn't want God's way at all.
那么这个。不敬虔的、不要神的、背叛神的，来亵渎神的这条道路，乃是因为他自己，他愿意觉得要走自己的道路，自我为中心的道路，他不愿意神来进入他的心里。
This kind of person lives independently of God and as if God doesn't exist.
那么这样的人在他的心里头是没有神的，就把他假装就是神根本不存在，没有神这回事。
We find a good example of that in Psalm 10, just a few pages over in your Bible.
那么在诗篇第十篇就让我们看到有这么一个例子。
Notice verses 4 and 5 of Psalm 10.
他说诗篇第十篇第四节跟第五节就这样告诉我们。
The wicked in the haughtiness of his countenance does not seek him. All his thoughts are, there is no God.
第四节说恶人面带骄傲说耶和华必不追究。他一切所想的都以为没有上帝。
His ways prosper at all times. Thy judgments are on high, out of his sight. For all his adversaries, he snorts at them.
凡他所做的时常稳固，你的审判超过他的眼界。至于他一切的敌人，他都向他们喷气。
This kind of wicked counsel is the type of counsel which spurns God.
那么这就是一种那是罪人圣经所讲的那个恶人的心态，他就是完全就是抵挡神的心态。
We see it in our world today where the counsel of God and the word of God is closed off.
那我们在这个世界我们看到有很多的人就是这样的一个心态，他就是把神完全从他的心里是完全消灭掉的。
There was a day in America when the Ten Commandmentswould be in our public schoolrooms.
那么以前在美国啊，在这个公立的学校里面，常常你都可以看到圣经所写的十条的诫命。
But now they've been struck down.
但是今天你在公立学校里头，你看不见这些。
And as someone has pointed out, it's only until you commit a crime and are committed to prison that you will find the Ten Commandments in the Bible they give you.
那么有人这么说啊，今天在美国，你真是要在公众的场所你可以看到这个十条诫命，乃是当你犯的罪犯的罚然后被判的刑关到监狱里头去，你在监狱里头你才能真正看到神的诫命到底是什么。
Now notice the progression here in verse 1. It is from the counsel to the way to the seat.
那么这里我们从这个诗篇第一篇第一节在这里讲到，他从计谋来讲起，然后讲到道路，然后讲到座位。
By counsel, we're referring to a way of thinking.
计谋的意思乃是你的思想的问题。
That leads to a path or way which refers to our conduct, our action, our behavior.
然后你从这个思想开始，你就开始有一个行为，走出一条方向，走一个人生观，一个道路。
And then seat refers to belonging or identifying with a group.
然后讲到这个座位，乃是你从了这个人生观以后，你开始就同流合污，跟一些跟你的想法一样的人就会在一起，变成你就属于是那一群的人。
There's quite a difference here between a sinner who seeks forgiveness And the scoffer, the mocker who says God's word is wrong and I won't go that way.
那么你这里可以看到有两种人就非常不同的一个心态。有一种人他就自己知道他自己是罪人，所以他就谦卑来到神的面前求神的赦免。跟另外一种人，他就是完全心里没有神，不但是没有神啊，他讲话就是要顶撞神，就是要亵慢神。
But it begins with a way of thinking and it ends with a confirmed pattern of life.
那么这两种人的一开始其实都是从他的心态，他的思想开始的。从这个心态不同的思想开始以后，他就发展出他不同的人生观，就是他整个人生不同的道路。
Now this never happens suddenly, it's always gradual.
那么这种事情都不是一夜之间形成的，其实都是渐渐形成的一个倾向。
I grew up on the farm where we had a lot of crops, and in particular gardens where we raised onions and potatoes and corn and tomatoes.
那么我是在农村长大的一个农村的孩子。那么在我家乡农村的地方，我们就种了很多这个农作物，有各种不同的农作物。
But I discovered that that garden would never suddenly overgrow with thorns.
但是我的看这个农作物啊，从来就没有一次看到突然之间一夜之间呢、啊，这个土地突然长了很多的荆棘。
It was a gradual thing where the weeds would come and if you neglected to pull the weeds out, they would be overrun and you had no crops.
这些杂草这些荆棘都是一天一天一天长一点一天长一点慢慢的长，那么当它长的时候你不把它拔掉的话，你过了几天这个荆棘就把你整个农地统统占据了。
Couples will find that in marriage it doesn't suddenly break down.
那么一对结婚的夫妇，他们有问题都不是一夜之间突然之间他们就闹翻的。
Nations discover that it does not suddenly become a mediocre power.
那么相同的一个强权，他也不可能说一夜之间呢、啊、他这个强权的这个国力就衰退了。
What happens is that what we once accepted we now reject.
那么我们当时看到我们过去我们所能够接受的事情，现在我们就拒绝不接受。
And that which we once said we would never allow in our culture we now accept.
那么过去我们认为这个是在我们的文化里头绝对不可能接受的事情，现在已经进入我们的文化里面去。
How did it get that way?
那么为什么有这样子的转变呢？
By beginning with a thought that led to an action which led to a confirmed pattern of life.
这个其实都是慢慢的渐渐的，一开始就是从一个思想一种思想的形态开始，然后渐渐的它就变成是一种生活的方式，一种道路，然后借着这个就变成被接受了，进入到你整个的心里头去了。
Now the blessed man, the man who walks in God's righteous way, rejects the counsel of the ungodly.
那么一个被神所接受的一个义的人，他所走的道路就是在他从他的这个心里的状态一开始，他就没有办法来接受恶人的计谋。
And that means that he must stand for God and for truth and for righteousness.
换句话说，就是在他的生活当中，在他的整个的人生的生命里头，他必须要勇敢地站起来，是为着耶稣基督，为着真理，为着公义，他来征战。
It means that he has to examine what he allows into his mind and into his heart.
换句话说，在他的心思，在他的意念里面，他必须要经常地检查什么样的心思，什么样的意念是神所喜悦的。
Do you judge your thoughts?
你有没有常常来检讨你自己的心思意念？
Do you question what you are accepting?
你有没有曾经来真正来审问你自己，说我今天所接受的这个观念到底是对的还是不对的？
Now notice secondly, this blessed man who walks in the righteous way does not linger with sinful men.
那么第二个，这里讲到的一个走在这个神的道路，公义被祝福的这个道路的人，他绝对不会跟这个恶人在一起。
It tells us here in verse 1, he does not stand in the path or way of sinners.
这个就是圣经所告诉我们的，他说义人就是不占罪人的道路。
He refuses to participate in their sinful activity.
换句话说，他都完全拒绝这些恶人的所有的他们的生活，他们的行动，跟我无关。
This was the problem with Lot in the Old Testament.
这个乃是讲到在旧约圣经里头有一个人叫做罗德，他的问题就在这里。
Lot came with Abraham into the land of promise, didn't he?
他这个罗德这个人，他是亚伯拉罕的次子，他是跟亚伯拉罕一起进入应许之地的迦南地。
And as Lot and Abraham's flocks and servants grew in number, they had a dispute about where all these sheep could graze and water.
那么当神祝福他们一个叔叔一个侄儿，神祝福他们的仆人也众多，他们的羊群牛群也众多。那个时候，他们的仆人就开始争执，到底要抢了这个牧羊的地，牧牛的地。
Abraham said, "Lot, you choose what you want, and I'll be satisfied with what's left."
那么亚伯拉罕就告诉他的侄儿，他说：“罗德啊，那么我的仆人跟你的仆人相争啊，我们就应该要分开。那么你先选。”你看到哪里好，你要往哪里去，你就先选，你选的就是你的，然后剩下的才是我的。
And so Lot saw the well-watered plains near Sodom and Gomorrah and chose those.
然后这个罗德啊，他就比较聪明，他就举目观看了、啊，他看到有一块地，有一块平原，他接近有两个城，一个索多玛，一个俄摩拉，这两个城的那一带平原非常肥沃，他就说，那么就这个就让给我吧。
The Bible says he pitched his tent toward Sodom, meaning the direction of his life was to go where sinful men dwell.
那么圣经的记载，罗德他做这样的选择以后，他就把他的帐篷移向索多玛、俄摩拉。这个意思乃是讲到，他就开始倾向了犯罪，跟罪人在一起。
One of the most profound statements that you'll ever find about Lot in the Bible is that after the judgment of God was announced, the Bible tells us Lot lingered in Sodom.
但是在圣经里头有一句话其实是非常叫我们可以警惕的，乃是圣经记载到当神的使者向罗德的宣告神要审判索多玛跟俄摩拉的时候，圣经这么记载，他说这个罗德就在索多玛俄摩拉在那里停留。
The same was true of Peter, the follower of Christ.
这个相同的，我们看到耶稣基督的使徒彼得也是相同。
Where was it that Peter denied his Lord?
你知道在什么地方彼得来三次否认耶稣吗？
Was it not when he was by the fireside warming his hands on a cold night after Jesus had been arrested and he was in the presence of sinful men?
那么就是当耶稣他被逮捕了以后，使徒彼得他看到那个时候是天冷，他就在那里跟很多有罪的人在那里烤火取暖，就是在那个地方他否认了耶稣。
And so we find here that the blessed man is the one who rejects the counsel of the ungodly and he refuses to linger around and participate in the activities of sinful men.
所以这里讲到一个蒙福的人，一个蒙福的义人，他必须要做的选择哪一个？第一个乃是不从恶人的计谋，他在思想上他没有办法来接受这些否定神的人他们的思想形态，然后接下来就是不占罪人的道路，就是他们的生活方式跟我都无关。
Notice the third thing we find about the righteous man and the righteous way.
然后第三个我们来看到这个义人所选择的义的道路。
In verse 2 it tells us that he has made a complete surrender to the word of God.
他乃是讲到这个义人是完完全全对神所启示的话语完全的接受，完全的降服。
He delights in the law of the Lord.
他就是对神的话语有一种喜欢的心态。
It captures his affections.
那么他非常的喜欢，非常的喜爱。
It becomes his first love.
他变成是他所喜爱的，天天思想的就是神的话。
He doesn't read the Bible out of obligation or duty.
他读神的话语不是因为迫不得已有这么一个义务他就痛苦的去读。
Instead he can't take his eyes off the word of God. He is so in love with it.
他实际上是心里喜欢他的话，喜欢到不得了，他就非要读不可。
Have you ever seen two people in love?
你们看到谈恋爱的人吗？
What happens?
你知道谈恋爱的人情况是怎么样？
They have eyes for one another, don't they?
他们的眼睛啊彼此都不相离的。
When they see that person, their eyes light up.
当他看到他所爱的人的时候，他的眼光就开始会有火花出现。
Something happens in their emotions.
因为在他们的情感上面发生了一个作用。
They will do ridiculous things to be with that person.
所以他们可能做一些非常是不可想象的事情，主要的原因就是要跟他相爱的人在一起。
Students have been known to skip classes to be with somebody they love.
那么很多学生在谈恋爱的时候，他甚至可以逃课，为了要跟他相爱的人在一起。
It's because they only have eyes for that one they love.
因为在他们的心里，他们只有他爱的人在他整个的心。
And so it is with the one who walks in the way of the righteous. They love God's word.
圣经就讲到一个义人对神的话语就是这样的一个心态，他就讲到他们是喜爱耶和华的律法。
Notice also that it claims their full attention. He meditates in the law day and night.
而且他又讲到他不但是喜欢啊，他而且还是昼跟夜都在思想神的话。
In other words, he wants to be in the word all the time.
换句话说，他白天晚上他都要，他的思想都在神的话语里面。
This is the attitude that says, Lord, as I open your word to read it, speak to my heart because I'm listening.
这个就是我们的祷告，我们讲到神啊，当我们打开你的话语的时候，你的话语进入我的心啊，因为我在听你的话。
He is asking himself continually as he reads the word, Lord, is there a sin that you're drawing to my attention that I need to deal with in my life?
这样的人，他就在读神的话语的时候，他就一边读着一边祷告，神啊，是不是在我的生命里头有什么隐藏的罪恶？你的话语在责备我。
Is there a promise here that I need to claim?
那么，是不是在你的话语里头有些什么你对我的应许，我以前不知道、忽略掉的？我应该今天要抓住你的应许。
And that's why I believe we as believers need to not only have our Bible and not only have our hymnals, but we need to have a journal that we write in. God spoke to me today about this issue, about this area of my life.
所以，我认为基督徒。我们光有一本圣经，光有一本圣书还不够，我们应该还有一本日记本。我们每天读圣经的时候，看神向我讲什么话，我们都把它记在我们的日记本里头。
You see, writing it down says to the Lord, I'm taking this seriously.
我们这样子记我们读经的心得的日记，乃是在告诉神说，我对你的话实际上是非常的认真。
I don't want to forget what you've said to me.
我不要忘记你今天所告诉我的这些话。
And I'm afraid my memory is not to be trusted.
但是我知道我的这个记忆不好。
God over and over talks about don't forget, remember.
在圣经里头一再的重复，就是告诉我们你不要忘记，告诉我们你必须要记得。
And so notice here, as we look at this very quickly one more time, there are three things that are important about this way. There's a complete renunciation of the counsel of the wicked.
那么这里我再来重复的讲一次我刚刚所讲的，这个义人蒙福的人有三个特性。第一个特性就是要跟那些恶人、那些抵挡神的人，在思想上、在行为生活上面跟他们完全是没有关系。
There's a refusal to participate in the activities of the sinful.
我们跟这个有罪的人、抵挡神、不要神的人，在他们的生活，我们不要跟他们有任何的关系。
And there's a full surrender.To the word of God.
然后你必须对神的话语完完全全的降服，你必须要喜欢神的话语。
Now in verse 3, let's look at what happens when you follow and live this way.
那么第三节就告诉我们，当你做到这三点以后，你的结果一定会变成怎样？
The first is you will have an abundant life.
他说那个时候你的生命就是一个丰富的生命。
Notice it says, blessed is this man, blessed is this person.
他说圣经就讲到，他说这个人就是有福的。
That word blessed literally means filled with potential.
那么这个有福的意思，其实真正的意思呢，是讲到就是他就有完全的那潜在的力量在他心里。
It has the quality of reproduction, of multiplying.
他就有这个能力，能够生产，能够更多。
It is saying,When I am blessed, God's creative life is put within me.
换句话说，就是神他所创造的这种创造力，有创造力的生命已经在我里面。
We have an example of that in Psalm 144.
那么我们在诗篇呢，144篇里头，我们可以看到有这么一个例子。
Notice beginning at verse 12.
144篇第12节。
Let our sons in their youth be as grown-up plants, and our daughters as corner pillars fashioned as for a palace.
我们的儿子从幼年好像树，树栽子长大；我们的女儿如同垫脚石，是按建工的样式琢成的。
Let our garners be full, furnishing every kind of produce, and our flocks bring forth thousands and ten thousands in our fields.
我们的仓盈满，能出各样的粮食，我们的羊在田间滋生千万。
Let our cattle bear without mishap. How blessed are the people who are so situated? How blessed are the people whose God is the Lord?
遇见这光景的百姓变为有福，有耶和华为他们神，这百姓变为有福。
Blessed here involves three things: health, abundance, and security.
那么这三样事情告诉我们什么？一个有福的人，第一个呢就讲到你的健康，第二个讲到你的丰富，第三个讲到你的安全。
He says, "May our sons and daughters be like well-nurtured plants." That's health.
他就讲到你的儿女就像一棵树栽在那里长大一样，这个就是讲到你的健康。
May our barns be filled with plenty. That's abundance.
来讲到你的仓里头满有各种的粮食，这个呢是讲到丰富。
And when there's no outcry in our streets, that means there is security.
然后讲到在你的街上没有喧闹的声音，这个呢是讲到安全。
And so the first result of this blessed way, this righteous way, is abundance.
所以第一个我们所看到的，这个被神所祝福、这个有福的人的生活，就是一种丰盛的生活。
It may not be material abundance, but it will be spiritual abundance.
那么这个丰富的生活倒不一定说你是很有钱，你的物质上是很丰富，倒不见得是如此。但是一定是在基于你的心灵的生活，一定是非常富足的。
In the New Testament, Jesus preached the sermon in Matthew chapter 5, and he began with, "Blessed are the meek, blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are those who mourn."
那么在马太福音第五章，耶稣就讲到八福，讲到心里贫穷的人有福了，温柔的人有福了，就讲到这些人都有福了。
He means by that how spiritually blessed and how abundantly blessed they are because of that quality of life.
他讲到这些有福的人，耶稣乃是讲到他们整个心灵的一个质量、品质上生活的问题，完全是被充满，是丰丰富富的问题。
When you are poor in spirit and when you hunger and thirst for God's word.There is a quality of reproductive life that God is bringing into your spirit.
他说，当你心里贫穷、完全谦卑的时候，当你的心里饥渴沐浴的时候，你的心灵就产生有一种品质，这个品质就是能够被神充满、被神所祝福。
You are living as God designed you to live.
你的生活的方式就变成是神愿意你生活的那个方式。
And it points to the future, doesn't it? Because Jesus says that kind of relationship with God.Means that you will see God.
然后最后，耶稣也讲到这个丰富的生活，不只是讲到今生现在的问题，他也是讲到以后的问题。因为耶稣就讲到，这个有福的人，他乃是要得以见神。
Now there's a second result of this, and that is the constant source of spiritual strength will be yours.
然后这里不但是讲到丰富，这个义人就是在走在神的道路当中，这个义人的第二个结果乃是讲到他的生命里头就充满了能力。
In verse 3, he says, this kind of life is like a tree firmly planted by streams of water.
他说他就像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
It's a fruitful tree. It yields its fruit in its season.
他说这个树是非常很会结果子的树，它是按时候来结果。
That fruit is natural. You don't have to force it.
这个它的果子就是它的整个的生命很自然的一个表现，你不需要勉强它去结果。
And when you walk God's way, there will be an abundant fruitfulness in your life.
所以当你走在神的道路当中，按照神的方式来过你的日子的生活，完全相符在他的话语里头的时候，你的生命就自自然然的非常丰富，你就有果子出来。
And it's because you're planted by a stream of living water. You're planted by God's word.
因为你就像好像是一棵树栽在溪水旁，你这个人的生活就是活在神的话语当中，你就自自然然的，你就能够得到那个养分。
Your spiritual roots tap into that steady source of life.
所以，因为你属灵的根就在神的话语里面，你就能够充分来吸收神的这个力量。
And therefore, every area of your life can be.Well watered and fed by God's Spirit and God's Word.
所以在你的整个的生命、整个的人生当中，你的每一个部门，你都完完全全被神的力量这个所滋润。
No wonder he says in verse 3, whatever he does, he prospers.
所以其结果必然是像第三节所说的，凡他所做的，尽都顺利。
When you walk God's way, God prospers us spiritually.
他说，当你走在神的旨意、神的道路当中的时候，神就叫你整个的心灵都是凡事顺利。
Now notice the second way that the psalm points out, and that is beginning in verse 4, the way of the wicked.
那么从第四节以后，他就转移一个方向来讲到这些恶人的道路。
The first thing we learn about the wicked way is that you are constantly being driven.
他说，这个恶人的道路乃是经常在被人家推啊。
It says they are like the chaff which the wind drives away.
所以他这里就讲到他们的道路就像糠皮被风把他们吹散。
The wicked man is always at the mercy of forces which he cannot see or control.
所以他这个恶人的道路，他们的生活方式，他们就常常把自己摆在一种境况当中，是他完全没有办法来掌握、来控制。
Can you imagine what it would have been like if you were on a ship in the Gulf when the hurricane struck Florida, Hurricane Andrew?
那么，假如你可以想象得到，当这个去年夏天呢、啊，这个飓风啊 Andrew 来在佛罗里达登陆、摧毁很多事情的时候，你就在那个时候正好。在一艘船的上面，在佛罗里达的那个海湾里头。
What a horrible fate that would be to be caught in those winds and unable to control them or stop them.
那么你在那个飓风里面，你自己在一个船上，在船的上面，你没有办法来控制这个船，是哪一个这个飓风把你吹了？你在那个经历的非常的可怕。
But this is exactly the condition of the wicked man.
那么这个乃是圣经所说的那个情况，一个恶人的情况就是这样。
He's at the mercy of forces of evil which are beyond his control, which he doesn't even realize.
因为他乃是活在一种鬼魔、魔鬼那个恶者的势力当中，在掌握着他，而他自己本身都不知道。
In Ephesians chapter 2,
在以弗所书第二章
notice beginning at verse 1,
在从第一节开始
you were dead in your trespasses and sins.
他说你过去的死在罪恶当中啊。
In which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience.
他说你死在过犯罪恶当中的时候，他说你们行事为人啊，乃是随从今世的风俗，顺从空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
Verse 3, among them we too all formerly lived in the lust of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest.
他说，我们从前呢，跟他们都是一样的，就是放纵肉体的私欲啊，随着肉体和心中所喜爱的去行，本为可怒之子，跟别人是一样的。
Before we met Christ, we thought we were free.
我们认识耶稣以前，我们自以为我们是被释放的，是一个自由的人。
We were living life the way we wanted to live it, we thought.
我们的生活就是生活的方式，就是我愿意的那种生活方式，这是我们自以为是如此。
But when the Holy Spirit convicted us of our sin, we began to realize that we were not really free.
但是当圣灵光照责备我们的时候，打开我们心里的眼睛，我们才真正看到，我们实际上并不是我们所想的那种自由的人。
We were being driven by the forces and powers of evil, and we didn't even know it.
我们实际上乃是那些邪灵的灵，在我的心里运行，在我控制我的思想。我是按照他的方式去想去做，而自己都不知道。
But thank God, Jesus said, "If you know the truth will set you free."
感谢神，耶稣告诉我们，当你知道真理的时候，真理就必叫你自由。
Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He is the truth.
耶稣说，我就是道路，我就是真理，我就是生命。耶稣说，他就是那个真理。
And when you have Jesus as the truth, you are free from the driving forces of evil. You are harbored in Him.
所以，当你真正认识到，也接受到耶稣这个真理的时候，你才是真正被释放了，你才是真正得到自由。
Now, he has in mind here what happens to wheat. Notice it says, you are like the chaff which the wind drives away.
我们要注意到，在诗篇第一篇第四节讲到，这些恶人就好像糠皮，被风吹散的，好像这个糠皮。
Before modern machinery was invented, you had to take your wheat or produce grain and you had to throw it up into the air and catch the seed and expect the wind to drive away all of the husks and all the worthless material.
在没有现代化的这种机器发明以前在农村里头，你收成这些麦子的时候，你怎么样把这些麦子收进你的仓库啊？乃是在一个有风的地方啊，你要把这些麦子跟很多糠秕、很多杂物啊，从上面呢、啊，这样让它从上面一直掉到地上。但是有风在吹啊，所以这些糠皮、这些杂物没有用的东西就被风把它吹散，吹到别的地方去，然后这个麦子才会掉在地上来。
What you wanted was this seed which has life in it, potential to reproduce and to feed your family. And that's what you wanted. That was the precious. The rest you wanted to be rid of.
那么这个麦子它因为里头它有一个生命的潜能在里面，这个是你所需要的。这个生命的这里头的麦子，你要把它收在仓里头，你可以把它当食物吃，所以你就让它掉在地上，你可以收到仓里头。其他这些糠皮都是无用的，它是杂物，是废物，所以用风把它吹散。
That's a picture of God's judgment.
这个就是讲到神对恶人要施行的审判，就是这样。
The day will come when God will divide the seed, the true seed, from that which is worthless, the straw and the chaff and the husks. The unrighteous, the wicked will be separated from the sons and children of God.
今天神叫义人跟恶人同时活在这个地球上面，但是当神所定的那个时间到的时候，神要施行审判，他要把恶人跟义人分开，就是像分这个麦子跟这个糠皮的方式一样的，把这些糠皮把它分出来，用火把它吹散，然后就给他们用火焚烧。这些神所选出来的这些真正的麦子，神才收在的仓库里头。
Now the second thing we learn about the wicked way is that it leads to doom and destruction.
然后我们就看到这个恶人的道路，其结果是什么？就是终必灭亡。
Verse 5 says, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous.
第五节就说，因此当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住，罪人在义人的会中也是如此。
The wicked will discover that everything he has sought to build, everything he has invested time and talent in, is gone.
他在那个时候，这些抵挡神的这些恶人呢、啊，他才会发现到，他一辈子所用的心思，一辈子所投资的心力，所做的工作，到那个时候是完全不存在，完全是没有价值。
It's headed for destruction.
因为他所走进的、所选择的方向，就是选到永远的灭亡的方向。
Like a ship in that hurricane, it's going to be driven to the shores and smashed.
就像我刚刚所讲的，在那个飓风里头的那一艘没有办法控制自己的船一样，就被飓风把它吹到那个岸里头，跟岸相撞，然后它就破碎，它就沉没了。
And then in verse 6, the third thing we learn about the way of the wicked is that it leads to certain condemnation.
然后最后就讲到神对这些人的一个审判，第六节讲的。
It says the way of the wicked will perish.
他讲到恶人的道路却必灭亡。
That means, dear friend, that God knows every one of us.
我们朋友们，弟兄姊妹们，神认识你，也认识我，认识我们当中的每一个人。
And he also knows how every one of us lives.
而且他也非常清楚你跟我跟我们当中每一个人所走的人生的道路是什么。
He knows the way of the righteous and he knows the way of the wicked.
他知道义人的道路，他也知道恶人的道路。
And he will see to it that the righteous man is rewarded and the wicked man is punished.
在他的全能跟他的公义里面，他必然要叫义人得到他的赏赐，也叫恶人终于必须要灭亡。
Because God knows this, he sent his son into the world, Jesus Christ, the righteous God-man.
神不但是知道这些道路，他的爱也叫他差遣他的儿子耶稣来到这个地上。
It was like we were walking down this highway that was headed for destruction.
正如我们好像是走到一条错误的方向，一条道路上，这条道路走到终点就必然是灭亡的。
I remember when I was a teenager, I was driving my car one day.
我记得当我十几岁的时候，我有一次开车。
I didn't realize that a bridge was out ahead of me.
我不晓得在我前面有一条这个桥， 这个桥断了。
I was looking out over the countryside, enjoying its beauty.
我在一边开车一边看到这些景况，旁边的这些漂亮的风景。
At the same time, I was talking to somebody that I was engaged in a very wonderful conversation with.
那么同时啊，我就跟一个我当时跟他订婚的人在那里一边开车一边谈，都非常高兴。
I almost missed the sign that said "Bridge Out."
那么在路边突然有一个招牌警告说。前面的桥断了。
But thank God I saw it, and the sign was there, and I stopped before I would have gone over and missed, and certainly wrecked my car.
感谢神，我差一点都没有看到。不过神让我看到了，我看到那个 sign, 那个招牌啊，说前面的桥断了以后，我才赶快警觉，赶快要刹车，要不然我就往前面冲下去。
Dear friend, you'll find if you're on the way.To destruction and doom and misery, there is a sign. It's the cross of Jesus Christ.
朋友们，假如你今天是走在不要神、抵挡神、背逆神的道路上面，在你的道路旁边有一个这个牌子警告牌，这个警告牌就是写着耶稣基督的十字架。
God is saying to those on that road, stop. There is destruction ahead.
神乃是在告诉你。他说：“你不要再走下去了，你的前面你就是毁灭你自己，你不要再走。
Get off that highway.
你应该要转向。
There is a way of escape.
另外有一条路可以救你脱离这个死亡。
It's not just the cross, but there's Christ on the cross, and He is the way, and He is the truth, and He is the life.
你看到的不单单是一个十字架，乃是在十字架上有耶稣在上面。这个耶稣就是道路，就是真理。”就是生命。
There are only two ways.
我们人生只有两条路。
The way of the cross that leads to life, or the way of the curse that leads to death.
有一条就是十字架的道路，经过这条道路就是到生命的泉源那里去。另外有一条道路是咒诅的道路，这条道路就是走进灭亡。
The narrow road that leads to life, or the broad road that leads to destruction.
有一条小又窄的路，这一条路就是十字架的道路，带你到永恒里面去。另外有一条路是大路，乃是灭亡的路。你一再走下去，你到最后就是灭亡。
Which way, which road, which path are you on today?
哪一条路是你今天走的道路？
Jesus said, "No man comes unto the Father, but by me."
耶稣说，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
He is the way. Receive him today, and know.That you will be with him forever and ever.
耶稣就是那一条道路。当你真正是愿意改变你的心意，接受他，改变你人生的方向，来走这一条路的时候，你才能进入永生里面去，与神同在，直到永远。
No longer will you be driven, but you may be directed by God's word and God's spirit.
当你真正改变这个选择人生道路的选择的时候，你就不再被那个恶魔。的灵在你的心里来带领你，你变成你可以开始真正像一个自由的人，你可以控制你所要走的方向。我们一起低头来祷告。
Father, today I ask that you would give each one here a sense of your presence. I pray, dear God, that you would speak to every heart. Allow us, Lord, to know very clearly the path, the way that we have chosen.And then, Father, for those who may be here today who are following the way of wickedness, I pray that your Spirit will place the cross before them and Jesus Christ as the way, and their eyes may be opened to see the cavern and the destruction that lies ahead, and may they choose Christ today and receive him, the one who is the way, the truth, and the life.We thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.